Hundreds of residents and staff members at nursing homes and other long-term care facilities in Massachusetts have now received the coronavirus vaccine. It's part of a campaign to vaccinate every resident and staff member statewide. For many, the arrival of the vaccines is a sign of the beginning of the end of the pandemic. But some staff in these facilities are not quite ready to celebrate just yet. WBUR's Simone Rios was at one senior care facility when the first vaccines were given out yesterday.
At noontime, dozens of workers filled a room at the Salmon Health and Retirement Senior Complex in Westboro. Sean Neville, an executive with the company, describes how people receiving the vaccine followed a counterclockwise loop around the room, starting with check-ins.
Two tables for registration. You're going to have an area for education, so return to work criteria, any side effects or potential side effects, you know, educating the best we can to the people that are receiving the shot of things that may come up. There's what they call the shooter station or the vaccination station, and that's behind the curtains over there.
Behind the curtains, several workers from CVS were administering the vaccine, upwards of 360 shots in all. After getting the shot in the arm, patients sat for 15 minutes in a safely distanced waiting area so nurses could monitor for any negative reactions to the vaccine. First to get the shot was nursing assistant Julio Bercian, a native of Guatemala who's worked at this nursing home for more than 3 decades.
How are you feeling now?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm feeling fine. No reaction, nothing like that. I'm feeling fine.
You're not feeling dizzy or like you might pass out or anything like that?
No,
okay,
no.
That's good.
I'm feeling eating good, everything like that. No,
great.
I'm still fine.
Bercian said he was nervous to get a vaccine that was developed at lightning pace, afraid it could bring long-term side effects. But he says he trusts the doctors he's heard from, and he says the consensus among those doctors is that taking it was the right thing to do. For many residents at nursing homes in the state, and the people who care for them, the arrival of the vaccine brings a sigh of relief. The head of nursing at the facility in Westboro is Nicole Murphy. She says 95% of the residents here and 80% of the staff volunteered to take the vaccine.
Most of the residents are hopeful that after they receive the two vaccines, some things will open up. Like they can come back to the dining rooms, their family can come into the building again. They can see their spouse in person and hold their hand for the first time in almost a year, like those sorts of things. I don't know that will be in February, but hopefully sooner than later.
But Murphy doesn't look entirely at ease, at least not yet. That's because there's a second shot that vaccine recipients have to take in 3 to 4 weeks, and it's still unclear when exactly residents will be able to return to their normal activities, like eating together and visiting with friends and family in person. Still, I asked Murphy if it's time to break out the champagne bottles.
I think it is, but there needs to be a second bottle to be cracked when it's all done.
Fair enough. It's a
very happy day for us. There's definitely a lot of like relief for us, but there's just still, we're not done. I don't want people to think like we get a vaccine today and we're done all the protocols and safety that we've put in place. We're not.
So we're not out of the woods yet, Murphy says, because more people still need access to the vaccine. But each day that passes is another step closer to normalcy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.